This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day to look at some stories that are not getting the full attention they deserve. One that is just shocking is that the Revolutionary Guards Quds Force has an official spokesman. This is Iranian terrorists. So, it was a American amphibious assault ship, the USS Bonhomme Richard. It was right off the coast of San Diego. It caught fire. There was severe damage. Thank God nobody died, but there were 17 sailors who were injured. And the statement they just issued, and this is from Esmail Ghani, Americans shouldn't look for someone to blame and accuse others. This is a fire they set themselves. That incident is the response to your atrocities and has been done by your own elements. God punishes you with your own hands. Now, what this relates to is this spate of accidents that have been occurring in Iran. And the only parties that have claimed any credit for the accidents in Iran, which have been serious, has been a group called the Homeland Cheetahs, who say they are members of security details in Iran, who are dedicated to bringing down the theocratic evil government. CNN is reporting the United States has several indications Iran has put portions of air defense on high alert. The U.S. has several intelligence indications Iran has put portions of its air defense system on high alert following unexplained explosions at key facilities tied to the country's military and nuclear programs, according to a U.S. official who is closely tracking developments. The change in alert status means Iranian surface-to-air missile batteries would be ready to fire at targets perceived to be a threat. Now, the interesting thing is they just had a blaze in an Iranian port. That was yesterday. Iranian authorities are investigating a blaze that damaged seven ships at a southern Iranian port, the latest in a string of fires and explosions that have raised suspicions of coordinated sabotage targeting the nation's infrastructure, and a nuclear facility. Iranian state television showed black plumes of smoke billowing over the Buser port on Wednesday as fire trucks worked to extinguish the flames. A shipping service provider operating at the port confirmed that at least seven vessels had caught fire and been largely destroyed. Authorities said they didn't know the cause of the fire. No casualties were reported. Okay, what's fascinating about this, the Wall Street Journal goes through a number of these recent accidents. Of course, the biggest one was at Natanz. And they say Iranian officials have characterized most of the recent incidents, which number at least eight in less than 3 weeks, as accidents. The government hasn't given a cause for the most serious incident, a massive explosion July 2nd at Natanz, the country's key nuclear facility. Okay, why would the Iranian government, which is generally not concerned at all with the truth, they don't care. I mean, for them, lying is breathing. So why are they claiming these are accidents if they actually suspect, as everyone is reporting, that it was Israel who did it? And the answer is because none of these accidents, as Iran would describe them, occurred through missiles or drones or anything from the air. And the experts are pretty clear on this. This was people blowing things up the old-fashioned way, putting bombs there. And this is my own analysis, and it's tentative, obviously. This is a changing story at any moment. But I think the reason they're downplaying the foreign element in this is because it is clearly an illustration that there are people within the Iranian military who are cooperating with the United States or cooperating with Israel. That there are people who are actually helping to do this on the ground. That there are agents in place. They're doing a pretty amazing job, frankly. They report the blast at Natanz caused extensive damage of an assembly center for advanced centrifuges, destroying most of the roof and nearly the entire building. A previously unknown group calling itself a Homeland Cheetahs, which said it consisted of members of Iran's security forces intent on bringing down the Islamic Republic, claimed responsibility for the explosion at Natanz. Now, see, they don't want to acknowledge this because I think they are in very dire and appropriate fear and righteous fear that if they recognize that, wait a minute, there are these people, the Homeland Cheetahs, will encourage more people to cooperate with them. Because this is a deeply unpopular regime. Some analysts in Iran have linked the incident to sabotage by foreign powers, most likely Israel. Iranian officials have privately said they suspect Israel was behind the blast at Natanz, according to Iranian and European officials. Other recent incidents include a fire at a hospital in Tehran. They include an explosion at the Kozhir missile base east of the capital. The missile base east of the capital, more likely, don't you think, than a hospital to be a target from a foreign power? And most recently, Iranian officials have gloated about the fire on the American amphibious assault ship, USS Bonhomme Richard, off the coast of San Diego. Adding to tensions in the region, a Dominican-flagged tanker was forcibly brought to Iran this month, said UK-based nonprofit Seafarers Organization Human Rights at Sea, which spoke to the vessel's captain. Iranian businessmen had tried to buy the ship in May, but were foiled when their accounts were frozen by the U.S. Okay, our sanctions are working on Iran. This is a regime in trouble. And frankly, God forbid there should be. I mean, the last thing in the world the United States needs right now is an active full shooting war in the Middle East. I mean, it would be disastrous, though the outcome would be certain. There's no, I mean, the Iranian military is in sad shape. And I think one of the reasons that they are not making much of these claims of subversion and sabotage from within the country, one of the reasons that they are not making much of that is for the fear of inspiring more. And when it comes to fear of inspiring more, there is the cancel culture at work, and at work, of course, in San Francisco. But it's at work also against one of the most prestigious professors at Harvard. Steven Pinker is a big liberal, and he's not a radical. He's not crazy. He's not somebody who is into critical race theory. But he is now being accused of racism, and there is a petition to get him removed from the Distinguished Fellows among the Linguistic Society of America. And by the way, his expertise before he began writing about history in general was on linguistics, the evolution of language. But he's in trouble. And another leading figure in America's intellectual life, the curator of paintings at the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art, has been canned because of a petition against him. Why? Because he was willing to accept more paintings from white males. We will get to that speaking to Robbie Suave of Reason Magazine, who broke this story, which is deeply disturbing. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, Amfed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call Amfed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Of debate.
You're trying to stir up some controversy.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there were some horrifying comments. And for snowflakes out there, I mean, you just don't want to hear them because they are so shocking. I mean, beyond shocking. They were made by a very prominent museum curator named Gary Garrels, who's senior curator of painting and sculpture at the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art. He's been forced to resign. There was a petition that was circulated in which a lot of his subordinates at the museum said that his removal was non-negotiable. So what did he say that got him in such deep trouble? Robbie Suave has broken that story. He's the associate editor at Reason Magazine, and he has a recent piece on this resignation. Okay, now having given people fair warning about what they're going to hear may shock them, Robbie, what is it that Gary Garrels said that ended his career?
Sure, and I do appreciate you warning your audience. This is shocking stuff. He was giving a presentation on how to make to add to sort of racial diversity of the kinds of artists whose work they're curating, and he said at the end of his remarks, you know, of course we'll still collect some art from white people as well. Yes, that was it.
And he didn't even indicate white males. I mean, that would have been worse, wouldn't it?
Yes, yes, of course.
White
yeah,
people,
straight white male.
Yes.
You know, we can just keep adding to the horror of it. All kidding aside.
He said apparently the direct quote is, and it was, I guess it was on tape or something. He says, "Don't worry, we will definitely still continue to collect white artists." What could even lead him to believe that that's acceptable?
Yes, in fact, he later said that, well, you know, it would kind of be a form of reverse discrimination if we specifically refuse to take art from white people. And that language was deemed to be evidence that he is a white supremacist by a number of irate people who signed a petition calling on his immediate ouster from this position.
Well, there's something else, too, that he was charged with. You say, according to artnet.com, that was what you said, is that it would be constitute reverse discrimination.
Right.
Okay, so what you report is that he sort of, why did he give up without a fight, do you think?
You know, this is a question that a lot of people have had for me, and I've covered so many of these kinds of cancelings, and there is very often a public apology and then they resign without being forced. People don't generally hold their ground in this position. I think, you know, if it happened to you or me, we would hold our ground because we're kind of, you know, public commentator people who are in the fray. But I think when this just happens to a random person, it's terrifying and it's horrible. And, you know, you give, you know, everyone does the signed confession before the public execution. This is kind of the cultural component of that.
Are you on top of the Steven Pinker story?
Yes, absolutely. I'm a great admirer of Steven Pinker, and I have been following the just absolutely contemptible efforts to punish him for freely speaking his mind, which is recalls to mind all sorts of these attempted, again, cancelings of professors who dare to defy a very far-left way of thinking.
Well, listen, what's shocking about Steven Pinker, I was reading through this long, long, long New York Times article, and they have 550 scholars who have asked him to be dropped from the American Linguistics Board of Distinguished Fellows. They want him removed. And their evidence is three things that he said in his writing, and one of them in his best-selling book, The Better Angels of Our Nature. Number one, he used the term urban violence, which is supposed to be a dog whistle and racist. Number two, he wrote the term urban crime. And number three, talking about Bernard Goetz, the subway shooter, he said when he was being attacked on the subway by a number of thugs that he was a mild-mannered, ordinary New Yorker. And the phrase mild-mannered seemed to allow him this space to shoot the people who were attacking him. So is there anything else that you know of that Steven Pinker has done that has made him to be labeled a white supremacist?
No, of course not. But that's the the kind of recasting of mundane observations or just convenient phrases as, you know, evidence of white supremacy in both these cases. I mean, that's what the kind of cancel activists are doing, even though, you know, I'm sure tons of people have used that phrase, urban violence, reverse discrimination. You know, if you went out and polled
people,
I bet 95 of them would say the situation the museum curator described is reverse discrimination. I bet a majority of Democrats would say that even. So it's just a small number of people, the kinds of people who signed the Pinker letter or the museum petition. These are people for whom are conceiving of language and its harms, it has a component of violence and evil racist intent in a way that no regular person, no normal person thinks of it in those terms or means what they claim is meant.
Okay, what do we do to fight back? I mean, seriously, because there really needs to be a drive to make America sane again. And what we're dealing with right now is not. What do we do, in your opinion, Robbie?
All I know that I can do is call attention to these horrible occurrences. I'm totally with you that I want the person not to resign, that to be dragged away while clinging to their desk, because I think this is utterly ridiculous. Probably we have to start calling out the people doing the calling out. I mean, the people who signed the museum petition, for instance. You should be challenged if you said this was evidence of white supremacy. You are absolutely wrong. No, it's not. You're out of touch with virtually everyone. There needs to be a reminder. There needs to be less paying attention to what social media, where the people who are loudest are disproportionately far left. There has to be a kind of reckoning or reminder that most of the country does not share these views. And I'm not saying that that's far, most of the country is far right. These, you know, normal Democrats just
yes, it's American. It's American.
Are not on board with this.
Okay, a final point. You do think it's a different matter when people like Nick Cannon, and we're going to be getting to that, uses the term that people without melanin in their complexion, in other words, white people, are less. In other words, it is unimaginable what the furor would be if somebody said that black people were less. Nick Cannon said it, and he said it and proudly broadcast it. So what happens? What's the problem? The problem is the influence of Louis Farrakhan. What do we do about it? We'll talk to Jonathan Tobin, who is a writer for National Review, columnist for the New York Post, coming up on The MedVed Show.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S., U.K., and Canada are accusing Russia of trying to steal information from researchers developing a COVID-19 vaccine. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says there could be problems.
If it screws up vaccine development, I mean, this could affect millions and millions of people, and yet no one has confidence that the White House will take this seriously and push back on Russia.
Kane speaking there on MSNBC, he also did not provide any specifics as to the administration not taking it seriously. The number of people filing new jobless claims was 1.3 million last week. That's according to the Labor Department, which marks the 17th straight week that the claims have exceeded 1 million. Nearly 32 million American workers are now receiving jobless benefits, largely due to the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Michael Medved Show, I'm pleased to welcome Jonathan Tobin, who is a contributing writer for National Review. He's also a columnist for the New York Post, and he is editor-in-chief of the invaluable JNS, the Jewish News Syndicate. And he has a piece which I think raises what should be an uncomfortable question for anybody on the Democratic Party, which is, what do you do about the influence of Louis Farrakhan? So many of these recent issues involving Nick Cannon, most visibly, who lost part of his livelihood with Viacom and CBS, but also with sports stars like DeSean Jackson. Part of their problem is quoting from Minister Farrakhan. Why do you think it is, after all these years, and I just spent some time going over a list of Farrakhan outrageous quotes, one of which is more outrageous and racist than the other. How is it that Farrakhan has survived as a supposedly respected religious leader?
Well, Michael, it's great to be with you. Thanks for having me on. And I think this is the interesting question about these various outbreaks of anti-Semitism, about which there are two things to say. First, you can get canceled. You can be just destroyed. And in some cases, you should be destroyed for outbreaking for saying things that are openly racist. But it seems like one of the things that it's very hard to get canceled for is anti-Semitism. And you can see the reaction to DeSean Jackson of Philadelphia Eagles. A lot of fellow players supported him. There was no mass, oh, my God, this guy's got to, you know, as it would have been had he said something that was racist.
Let's remind people, he was quoting Adolf Hitler, and then at the end of his quote from Adolf Hitler, which was a phony quote, he said, and Hitler was right. Are those words, Hitler was right? Can you imagine if someone on the right said that?
Yeah, well, you know, it's when it does happen, people get stumped, and they should be stumped. But it occurred to me, we seem to have a lot of trouble trying to look for the sources here. You know, what is the inspiration? You know, I saw a little bit of a clip from The View, which is like, you know, great indicator of pop culture, right, today, where they were discussing the latest about Nick Cannon. And all four of the ladies said a lot of good things. You know, there was nobody in favor of anti-Semitism. They were all against it. Good for them. But there was no thought. They were kind of fumbling around about why people say things like this. And part of, and, you know, sort of what was behind some of the outbreaks at the end of last year, which only seems like 30 years ago, there was a number of instances of African-American violence against Jews, Orthodox Jews in Brooklyn, an incident in Muncie, an incident in northern New Jersey. What's behind this? And the answer, or at least part of the answer, is that there is a figure within the African-American community who is a terrible hate monger, someone who spews awful Hitler quotes all the time and racism of his own brand. And rather than being, you know, isolated and, you know, really held in, you know, in opprobrium, the way we would say David Duke of the Ku Klux Klan, who has a tiny following and nobody would dare in the political sphere or in pop culture treat him as a respected person. And yet Louis Farrakhan is widely respected within the African-American community. He is not canceled. He is not isolated. He is often defended, sometimes even by people in Congress. And that's...
And what struck me, and you point this out, is that Aretha Franklin's funeral, he was sitting right next to Bill Clinton, Louis Farrakhan.
Yep.
And, I mean...
And hardly anyone, I mean, I know I wrote a piece about it at the time, but hardly anybody said boo about that. You know,
and again, here's what Farrakhan would say, and here's what Nick Cannon did say. What Farrakhan would say is, I'm not anti-Semitic because we're the real Semites. The Jews are not Semites. We're the real Hebrews. How can I be anti-Semitic when I'm a Semite? To which you say?
To which I say, that's ridiculous. The term anti-Semitism is not about a language group. It's not about who's a Semite. It is the term of art, as lawyers would say, and I know you were trained as a lawyer, for Jews, for Jew hatred. That's, you know, maybe we should just say Jew hatred and, you know, that'll work. You know, you want to say you're the real Jew?
Yes, they do. Farrakhan says that too.
You're not the real African American, I am. You know, everybody would know that that's just pure hate. It's not an excuse. It's not an explanation. It's just another aspect of the hate.
Do you know that he said in 2017 most of the southern plantation owners were Jewish?
Well, that would have been a surprise to people in the South. There were very few Jews in the South. Just as, you know, there were people in the South. There were, you know, a tiny number of Jews in the South, and they were Confederates and racists, and I'm not proud of them as a Jew. And Jews in the North were anti-slavery. But they were so few in numbers. The idea that, you know, and Farrakhan has promoted this myth that Jews controlled the slave trade. Well, it's not as if there were no Jews involved in it, but it was overwhelmingly not Jewish. How could it possibly have been Jewish? It was controlled by England, France, Spain, Portugal. Don't be ridiculous.
Portugal originally, which again I've just been reading and writing about, but the problem about this is that Farrakhan's ideology, and I was sharing with my audience just a couple of days ago, about his belief in Dr. Yaqub, the big head scientist who was associated with Jacob in the Bible, who invented the race of white people in a laboratory 6,600 years ago, which is part of Farrakhan's theology. In other words, if you say he's a crackpot cult leader, people say, oh, no, he's much more than that. Why?
Well, because he's had some very good marketing. And part of that was, you know, go back 25 years to the Million Man March. That was originally his concept. And there are people in the African-American community who considered that such a worthy deed that it caused them to, you know, ignore everything about him except the fact, including the fact that he is a crackpot cult leader. And the deeper, the more you know about what the Nation of Islam, his group, believes, the more you understand it is a crackpot cult. And yet, much of the African-American community, certainly not all, but far more than, you know, his actual members are in the tens of thousands. The people he influences are in the hundreds of thousands, if not far more. And that's a really dangerous thing. It's a dangerous thing for the African-American community. It's a dangerous thing for the country. And what's more dangerous is that people don't want to talk about it. We acted as if these anti-Semitic statements come out of the blue, you know, from the ether. It's just some craziness. And unlike, you know, when it comes to racism, where everybody's always trying to connect the dots. And indeed, when it comes to anti-Semitism, much of the Jewish community, I think very unfortunately, is committed to the idea of connecting the dots between Republicans or President Trump and, you know, the Ku Klux Klan and anti-Semitism, and you can't argue them out of it, which isn't to say that Trump is perfect, but when it comes to the causes of African-American anti-Semitism, which is a real thing, unfortunately, nobody wants to look. Nobody wants to go deeper than the surface. And that is why it keeps happening. That's why we don't address it. And it's really, you know, it's not so much for me to say it, although I think, you know, there are, you know, those of us who write in the public sphere have to call attention to things that need to be looked at. It's for the African-American community. And that's why it was encouraging when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar wrote, you know, the other day, condemning what Deshaun Jackson and, you know, these other aspects of outbreaks of anti-Semitism. We needed to hear more from that. We need to hear more from people in the African-American community calling out Louis Farrakhan and not treating him as somebody who belongs on the stage at Aretha Franklin's funeral.
And not just for anti-Jewish sentiments, anti-white sentiments. The idea that white people should be exempt from the general protection against racism that this society should confer everywhere. We'll be right back on the MedBed Show. 1-800-955-1776.
Become a MedHead
and receive 50% off History Store downloads for all annual members. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we just got an email, and it's a smart and good email, and I wanted to share it with you from Scott in Port Orchard, Washington. And he writes in, Michael, I believe there are many Trump supporters who will vote for him, but not admit it, even to pollsters. You could even actually say especially to pollsters. He goes on. He says, propaganda from the news media, e.g. that Trump is a racist, has created a situation where it is dangerous and foolish to admit supporting Trump to anyone. I believe the polls will show Trump far behind all the way up to Election Day, but Trump will win big. This will, of course, instigate the news media and the progressives to create yet another crisis, this time about the election being stolen. All right, I don't think we're going to be facing that crisis, and I am not sure that Trump won't win. I'm not sure that he won't win big, but I am sure of one thing, which is that I agree with you that there was a factor last time of the shy Trump voter. People used that term originally with Brexit because Brexit ended up passing. It passed 52-48. And the polls before Brexit had shown it losing by about that same margin. So there were about 4% of the electorate who actually either changed their mind at the last minute or more likely they were just embarrassed to say, yeah, I'm going to vote for Brexit. I'm going to vote for Brexit. Because sort of the establishment respectable thing to do was to vote against leaving the European Union. But in any event, Britain made that decision. They move forward. Here is the difference that I think that this was a factor in some of the state polling, perhaps, in 2016. But if you look at the average, the Real Clear Politics average for Trump and Clinton in 2016, right before the election, it showed Clinton winning the popular vote by 3 points. She actually won the popular vote by 2.8 points. The polls were spot on. There was no evidence in national polling of a great big factor of people who were embarrassed to say, I'm supporting Trump. And I would submit this, that after he has been president for 3.5 years, and he served out most of his first term, I think there's much less embarrassment. I think there are a great many Americans who are very proud to wear Trump paraphernalia, to parade around with Make America Great Again and Trump T-shirts and Trump bumper stickers and Trump signs. Depends on where. You may not find too much of it here in Washington State, where President Trump isn't even really competing. But I think it's across the country. I do think the current polling is going to tighten up. But I think to ignore it and to say, well, oh, there are all these people who are deliberately lying to pollsters, it wouldn't be that consistent. And one of the things that I think you have to ask about on the polls that are showing up right now, I was speaking to Gerald Seib about the Wall Street Journal poll, and of course everything can change. It's a world of change that can happen in the next 4 months. I mean, who knows? No one expected 4 months ago today that we would be dominated by conversation about a pandemic and about how the president responded to the pandemic, etc. There can be foreign policy crises. There could be, God forbid, a war. There could be a robust economic recovery. We could have a working, and we may have a working vaccine by the time of November. But I think the idea that Trump is going to win for a landslide, there's one figure here in this poll from the Wall Street Journal and NBC News. And the poll overall shows Biden with 51% support, Trump with 40% support, and 50% of people saying they'll never vote for Trump. They wouldn't even consider it. That, of course, can change. And some of those people may not show up and vote. But the one thing that I think is striking is Trump won women last time. He did. He won white women. He did not win women overall. But this time, he's losing badly among white women. And this time, among men overall, last time Trump won men by more than 10 points. And the polling is showing men Biden 43 points, Trump 45 points. Trump's still ahead among men. But unless he can begin to make some progress with, for instance, white people with a college degree, he's losing white people with a college degree, which is almost half of white people. He's losing them by 15 points. That's very big. There needs to be a change in all of that. Are you right that the media, of course, are very, very premature in celebrating Biden's victory? Of course. But you know what? I think Trump likes that. I actually think that the idea that Biden can take his victory for granted and he's so far ahead and the only question is who he chooses for his cabinet, all of that works against him. It does, because it means for those people who want to see things shaken up or continue to be shaken up, and people who don't like that kind of smug overconfidence are going to tend even more to vote, for many of them, a second time for Donald Trump. I do hope that this time, whoever wins, wins the popular vote and the Electoral College. I think the split between the Electoral College and the popular vote two times in a row is not healthy for the country. There is something that is healthy for the country, that's an industry that has continued to boom even with the COVID-19. It's the music industry. And there's a documentary out there that is streaming right now. It's gotten a terrific response about one of the famous music producers, perhaps the most famous of all time, who speaks very candidly about how he worked with Barbara Streisand and Whitney Houston and Michael Bublé and Celine Dion and so many more. The film? That's the subject of this Medved Entertainment Minute. Listen.
Now it's time for Medved's Entertainment Minute.
There's a new documentary with an outstanding cast featuring Barbara Streisand, Michael Bublé, Celine Dion, Whitney Houston, Christian Chenoweth, and Lionel Richie, and it's called David Foster Off the Record, about one of the world's most successful music producers, available for streaming on Netflix.
He is the artist. He is the showman. He has that sound of a hit record.
And this sounds and looks like a hit movie, with its intimate view of the process of shaping some indelible pop hits. David Foster narrates most of the film in person and is refreshingly candid about his own shortcomings, obsessions, and very complicated but glamorous marital history. There's loads of harsh language and profligate use of the F word, so the film would earn an R rating. 3 stars for David Foster off the record.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
Okay, that bit about the complicated marital history. He's been married 5 times, and he's currently married to Catherine McPhee, who a lot of people remember from American Idol. She's a talented singer, actress. She's a bit younger than David Foster by 38 years. In any event, the film is loaded with difficult language. And it's one of those films that sort of cries out for clear play, because there's nothing graphic or gross in it. There's just, probably more than 100 F words. And if that bothers you, shouldn't there be a way to deal with that? Well, there is. And you can find it at clearplay.com. Okay. On the Medved Show, tomorrow, we have a busy day. We're going to be reviewing the new movie with Tom Hanks. It's a World War II movie with Tom Hanks. It may not be quite up to Private Ryan, which was another World War II movie with Tom Hanks, but, well, we'll tell you about it tomorrow. We'll also be speaking with Doug Schoen, who I think agrees with our emailer, Scott, from Port Orchard, Washington. Doug Schoen used to work for the Clintons once upon a time. He has taken a much more conservative direction since then, and he believes that in the primaries that occurred this week, there were all kinds of signals of growing strength for President Trump and his campaign. We'll talk to him about that and about some of the changes in leadership in the Trump campaign, and whether that will see a shift in trends. We'll also be speaking with Stephen Moore, economic advisor to the president. How can the president keep a recovery going if the pandemic gets worse and worse? And how do you blend the two? What's his advice to the president of the United States? We will get to that and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.